Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
He's the man who's teaching small business how to embrace social media. The king of tweets.
Well, they have the internet on computers now. To start, press any key. Where's the any key?
Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thanks for staying with me. Thanks for being part of my day. If you just tuned in, welcome aboard. We're glad you did that. If you've been listening already, we consider that a sign of high intelligence. Richard DeKayser is our guest. He's a longtime member of our Brain Trust. He's one of the top economists at the Parthenon Group. The Parthenon Group out of the great city of Boston, and he's our good friend, Richard DeKayser. Welcome back to the show.
Good to be here, Jim. I'm glad you got that out.
Yeah, I am too. I've been saying that word for a long time, but for some reason it just wouldn't come out a minute ago. The Parthenon Group. Hey, Richard, one of the things that you and I did over the previous decade was to talk about the housing industry, and you gave us a lot of reports on how things were going and everything. And now we know that what was going on in the housing industry was a lot of dysfunction, in my opinion, some fraud, clearly some unethical behavior, some malfeasance, and some horrible political practices. And when I think about how we got into this, all the problems that was created at Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac, the fraudulent accounting systems there, the money that people made, Barney Frank, Christopher Dodd. When I think about all those people and all the people in Wall Street who leveraged security 70-1 in some places, the rest of us are suffering. Why aren't some of those people in jail? That's what I don't. Or why haven't more people lost their jobs? Why is Barney Frank still in Congress, and why aren't some more people not in jail? I don't understand this.
Well, just to the point of fact, actually, I think within the past month, the first conviction and jail sentence began for, it was a banker based in the Southwest. I can't remember the name, but he fraudulently cooked his books, and he is, to my knowledge, the first and perhaps the only conviction.
But that's a last mile conviction.
Yeah,
that's not a headwater conviction. I want some headwaters heads to roll.
Yeah. I think there's a couple of reasons. One is the distinction between incompetence and negligence. If you're negligent, you are subject to sanction. If you're incompetent, you're not. And I think a lot, by far the overwhelming basis for the financial crisis was one of incompetence. People did not exercise risk management properly, and as a consequence, it was just a big mistake.
But incompetence means that they're ignorant, and they didn't have the training or the ability to understand
right.
What was going on. I don't agree with that term. I think there's, you know, maybe some of the things they did wasn't against the law, but it was certainly something that could have been, that they should have known was wrong. But what about Barney Frank? I mean, he's not incompetent.
No. On the contrary, he's a bright guy.
Yeah.
But here's another case. This is not a matter of incompetence or negligence. This is simply a guy who supported Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac. He believed in their mission, the American dream of home ownership, threw all his weight in support of them, even when it was clear that their accounting practices were questionable and ultimately, in some cases, fraudulent. But I think by the time he was exposed as fraudulent, then he backpedaled, he withdrew his support. So again, it's one of these murky cases that lives in the gray zone. He clearly supported an institution that was corrupt at some extent.
As late as July of 2008, I heard him on television saying he thought Fannie Mae was sound.
Right.
Three months later, it was in receivership.
Well, you know, in all fairness, there were probably equity analysts on Wall Street who offered the same kind of opinion.
I think they should be co-defendants. I'm telling you, those people created a lot of pain. There are suicides in America in families that have lost everything, regular blue-collar Main Street people. People are committing suicide over their lot, over what's happened to them, and these guys are still thriving. I don't understand that, Richard.
Well, there's a difference between culpability and criminality, and I'm not don't put me in the position of defending.
I know you're not. These folks. Know you're not.
It's just when you get into the legal position of what is a crime and what is a failure of another nature, the lines become blurry. And I'll further add that there are a lot of cases where individuals have been wronged. Things like naked short selling, for example, of stocks. And so that, you know, if say you're on the losing end of that, you have an option. Do you try and get these people convicted or try and get as much money out of them as possible?
I'm not talking about individual cases of losing on a stock trade or something. But folks, we need this is the kind of anger I think we need to have as we go into this next election. Quick break, 20 till. Right back. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.